All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Yeah, I don't think old Bubba could fit any more cliches if he tried. That was painful. By the way, is it not the most Detroit thing ever? We finally get golf back here, and seemingly two of the biggest names aren't even going to make the cut. If you planned on watching Dustin Johnson play on Saturday or Sunday, F you. If you planned on watching Gary Woodland play Saturday or Sunday, Sully, is it an official bleep you?
Yeah, Woodland and Johnson will not be playing the weekend.
Jesus.
But they were the top two ranked players in the field. It sucks. It really does.
Well, the field already was woefully short, and then you throw that in the mix. Wow.
Oh, especially for people that bought tickets that are excited to go down tomorrow and Sunday, not even going to get a chance to see them.
Especially people like you who are hosting a cabana.
And luckily, I already did get the chance to see those guys. I was behind those guys the past couple days.
Yeah, I bet.
What a lucky guy.
But no, it sucks for sure.
Now, does this hurt your ability to bother Saturday or Sunday, or are you still amped up? I would imagine this is kind of a killer for people.
I'm disappointed. I'm still excited to go, obviously. But
who's the biggest name in this thing? Ricky Fowler?
Yeah, Ricky Fowler. Bubba will be in it.
Is Bubba still a big name?
Kistner. Yeah, he's a name. He's a name.
But like, who's a Bubba Watson groupie? I don't know anybody who likes Bubba Watson.
No, he doesn't have as big of a following as other guys, but he's still at least a name.
Well, we're going to get into a little bit of golf, and it kind of has to do with really, the way this tournament started today, and Mike, forgive me, the young man's name was Champs, or what was it?
Cameron Champ.
All right, Cameron Champ.
Cameron Champ, yeah.
Cameron, Kierman, who cares?
Just call him Cam.
Never going to hear from him again, Champ. He had a front nine for the ages. And, you know, I talked with Sully about it. I mean, Sully is a good golfer. I don't want to anger people, and if people call in, challenge and what's your handicap, but Sully's pretty good.
Which we get.
Right. But Cameron Champ, or Champs, or whatever the hell his name is, front nine, what did he finish with? 9 under?
He shot a 28, so it was 8 under on the front.
So front nine, 8 under. And I asked Sully, I said, look, other sports have a barometer for perfection. And whether it's a perfect QB rating, whether it's throwing a no-hitter, you can identify perfection. With golf, to my knowledge, no such thing exists. So here was my question. What is the perfect round of golf? But more specifically, to get more people involved, give me the best front nine or back nine. It has to be complete. What did you go to the turn with? What did you end up in the clubhouse with? I got to imagine 99.9% of golfers forget about being 8 under on a front nine or back nine. Forget about being 7 under. Forget about being 6 or 5 or 4. You really have to boil it down that maybe, like some guy who's not a bowler goes bowling and hits 6 straight strikes. And maybe pops a 250, or a guy who doesn't play basketball, or even if he does play, one night, the right court, the right moment, goes on a run for an hour and a half where he can't miss. Can't miss. It's your version of Jordan versus the Blazers and the shoulder shrug, right? What? I'm not asking, I can't ask in good conscience, hey, what's the best 3-hole run you've been on? I think it's plausible. A guy, Sully, have you gone 3 for 3, bogey, birdie?
I think I've done 2 out of 3. I don't think I've ever birdied 3 holes in a row.
But that's my point is, like,
so tough.
Right, but what is the hottest run you went on the golf course? Like, what's the equivalent of what Cameron Champ did today at DGC for the common man?
That's a great question. I was texting with a buddy of mine this morning trying to set the criteria for this, too. I think one of the easy answers you could say is simply playing bogey-free golf. You don't have one bogey. I think that's a pretty easy answer to it. You want to get more detailed about hitting every fairway, being on every green in regulation. That could factor in as well. Not three putting greens, that type of thing. But, I mean, when you hear the term, playing bogey-free golf is so difficult to do.
So you're telling me a front nine or back nine bogey-free?
To shoot par. That's incredibly tough.
Okay, so just playing a par nine-hole segment. How many times have you done it, you think?
Never.
You've never put a front nine or back nine together at par.
I've had 38 in a few handful of times. Glad one a few weeks ago, but I've never done 36. No, it's for the average or above average golfer.
Like
whatever
I would say,
it.
You are between above average and good. You're not very good.
Yeah, no, I'm not a scratch golfer. No,
but very good to great. Great, you're within three strokes of being a scratch golfer. Right? You're great. You're great at golf.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, three to seven or 3 to 8,
very, very good.
And then good resides between like 8 and 13 strokes.
Yeah, and you always hear people wanting to be a single-digit handicap. That's very tough to do. If you're a single-digit handicap, you're a good, very good golfer.
So what is the equivalent? What is the equivalent of what Cameron Champ did today for us, the regular people? 8 under through 9 is obscene. It's obscene. He went to the clubhouse went to the turn with a 28. What is, like I want to know what the closest comparison you would have would be. And I've, like, whether you're in a softball league and you played a doubleheader and you went 9 for 9, 4 bombs, the ball looked like a beach ball, everything clicked. What is the equivalent of that for the golfers that are out there? 248-539-9797.
It's interesting, too, because, yeah, we're talking about it on our level, but when you mentioned the first kind of part of the question about a perfect game in baseball that doesn't exist in golf, it's with golf, I think, especially once you get to the PGA level, it's so tough where, yeah, maybe if someone, a rare 59 on the course, something like that would just be out of this world. But on tour, I mean, those guys are constantly under par, which
they're
is
not
crazy.
They're not real.
When especially for people that go out to the course this weekend, it is those guys in the way they play, it is not the same game.
No,
it's a different planet.
But Mike, the difference with other sports is I'll guarantee you that like back in the heyday at Joe Dumars Fieldhouse, guarantee you there's a guy who went in and over the course of an hour shot it like Steph Curry.
Yeah.
That happens in basketball. That'll happen in baseball, bowling. That'll happen in other things. Or if you're a card player out there, you go through a hot run on the poker table and you can't be beat. You get every flop. You get every turn. You get every river. Every bluff works. Every read works. It's a moment in time that you can't be touched. But with golf, seemingly that doesn't exist for the common man.
Yeah.
But I'm asking people if they've had that. Give me a front nine for the ages. Give me a back nine for the ages. What is your comparison? I mean, poor Sully can't even give me anything worth selling to the listeners, and he's good at golf.
I wish I could say par. I would say, yeah, 38 for sure.
248-539-9797. We also loaded for bear for NBA free agency's kickoff on Sunday. We will get to it. We also have something right in Roberto's wheelhouse, Jobby Nooner, and the greatest broadcast that never was. I've got a great story from almost 15 years ago for you. And it's probably better it never happened, but we'll talk about it. We also, at some point, I'm going to cap Michael Jordan verbally for at least 7 minutes straight because he may now be entering one of the four worst owners in the NBA. We are loaded for bear on a Friday. Let's party.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.